This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados Workers Union complains of massive layoffs at the newly built Wyndham Sam Lord's Castle. The DLP calls on the Energy Minister to explain why gas prices remain high in Barbados when international prices have declined. The Sanitation Service Authority cautions drivers against parking in passageways at public cemeteries, and former U.S. President Donald Trump pleads not guilty in the new January 6th case. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Workers Union, BWU, complains of massive layoffs that it alleges are taking place at the newly built Wyndham Sam Lord's Castle and fears up to 150 people could lose their jobs. BWU General Secretary Tony Moore describes the development as appalling and notes that the union had voiced similar concern about job cuts at another resort, Sandals.
The Barbados Workers Union is appalled by recent revelations emerging from the Wyndham Grand Barbados Sam Lord's Castle All-Inclusive Resort. Just weeks after our vehement condemnation of the layoffs at Sandals Resort, we are now facing a similar, if not more alarming, situation at Wyndham Grand Barbados. Our investigations this far have uncovered that a significant number of employees, spanning all levels from line staff to directors, have been handed their walking papers. It is our understanding that by the time this so-called streamlining exercise concludes, the number of redundancies could reach in the region of 150 employees.
Ms. Moore says the company blames the job cuts on the need to streamline operations due to low occupancy rates, but she challenges the claim. She also takes issue with how the layoffs were handled, describing the events as heartbreaking and humiliating.
Just weeks ago, workers were assured in a general staff meeting that there would be no layoffs, only a reduction in hours. They agreed, enduring the hardship of reduced paychecks, only to be blindsided and betrayed with sudden redundancies without warning. The way these redundancies were conducted, in fact, reveals a shocking lack of empathy and a blatant disregard for basic decency. Imagine workers were not only dismissed without adequate notice, but were humiliated in the process, forced to return their uniforms, and followed out by security as if they were criminals.
She urges the state-owned Barbados Tourism Investment Incorporated to look into the matter. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on energy wants government to explain to the country why gas prices remain high in Barbados when international prices are trending downward. In a statement, Senator Ryan Walters stressed that since September 3rd last year, there was a marked decrease in the price of crude oil on the global market, which was reflected on the Barbados Light and Power's fuel clause adjustment. But a year later, he said Barbadians are still not seeing an ease in fuel prices.
We have also seen adjustments downwards on the imported cost of heavy fuel oil. The effect of this is seen when we examine the fuel clause adjustment from September 2023. The monthly fuel clause adjustment calculation shown on the Barbados Light and Power's website shows two things. Firstly, there were periodic adjustments post September 2023, rather than a stagnant price that we are experiencing at the pump for gas and for diesel. Secondly, those adjustments in each month show a decline in value when compared to September 2023, a clear indication that the imported price has been lower.
He's calling on Energy Minister Lisa Cummins to address the country on the issue.
If this information is to be any indication of what one could expect with the price of gasoline and diesel, consumers should have seen declines at the pump a long time ago. It is only fair that consumers see a reduction at the pump. Our consumers deserve better. The time has come where we must demand not only a response from this to this issue, but also concurrent action resulting in an ease at the pumps. I am therefore calling on the Minister of Energy to give Barbadians an account on this pressing issue, which is inflating an already high cost of living for every household in Barbados.
DLP spokesperson on energy, Senator Ryan Walters. Meantime, the DLP's Women's League rejects assertions that the party is against women. A release issued by the Democratic League of Women stressed that attempts were being made to blame the institution and to paint it as misogynistic, that is, disliking women, having contempt for women, and having an institutionalized, ingrained prejudiced against women. The statement added that they reject these assertions and that actions have consequences no matter the person involved. They argue that the party has effected monumental changes in the lives of women in Barbados and listed a number of women, including Hazeline Gittins, the first woman to be appointed to the Senate, and Mara Thompson, Barbados's first deputy female speaker, who were appointed under DLP administration. The statement came in the wake of three high-profile women when they tendered their resignation after they expressed concern about events occurring in the party. A human resources association is concerned with the shift away from remote working in both public and private sectors, calling it a step backwards. President of the Human Resource Management Association of Barbados, Nicholas Roberts, says that after COVID-19, some businesses are returning to strictly in-person operations. He urges businesses to embrace remote working, even if it means adopting a hybrid model.
We took two giant steps forward and five huge ones backwards, because in my mind, if the public sector would have the biggest staff complement within the country, how is it then that we created this work from home policy? How is it that we were very innovative in terms of developing ways for people to work from home because of the issues that we saw with COVID, people not being able to interact and go into physical workspaces? But then because COVID has died down, we're asking people to come back into the business space. So that you've seen that in the public sector, and you're also seeing it within the private sector. If it is that you have a job that you can work from home, because yes, there are some jobs that you need to be in the office face-to-face when it comes to things such as customer service. But if it's a case that you have the technology in place within your business and your people can work from home, I don't see why you can't say that. You know, you work from home some days, but some days you're in the office.
President of the Human Resource Management Association of Barbados, Nicholas Roberts. The Sanitation Service Authority is concerned about the number of vehicles parking in the passageways at public cemeteries around the country. Public Relations Officer at the SSA, Carl Padmore, pointed out that the issue, particularly at the Westbury Cemetery, is a problem for funeral directors, and he's urging residents and patrons of a bar nearby to stop the practice.
The Sanitation Service Authority is concerned about the development at our cemeteries, especially the Westbury one. There are a number of persons that might be visiting family or frequenting bars and shops in that area, and what they're doing, they're blocking the entrance and the exit to the cemetery. So that's the entrance into and the exit coming out of the cemetery. It's very difficult, especially when funeral directors with the whole procession is trying to go in and turn with their vehicles. That is posing a problem. We are appealing to persons who frequent the area, who live in the area, to desist from this practice. It's happening at the other cemeteries as well, but it is worse at Westbury.
He also made an appeal for roadside mechanics to move vehicles they're working on off the streets, as they pose a challenge for garbage trucks.
In addition, there is an increase in the roadside mechanics, and they're leaving the vehicles set down on the road, and therefore when our trucks come, it's very difficult to make that maneuver in. We are appealing to your roadside mechanics to have these vehicles set onto your property or away from the curb at the intersection so that we can make that turn into any area to service these areas.
Public Relations Officer with the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore. And finally, former U.S. President Donald Trump has waived his right to be present at his arraignment in his new federal election interference case and has authorized his attorney to enter a plea of not guilty on his behalf, and that's according to a filing yesterday. Special Counsel Jack Smith unsealed a new indictment last week related to Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The superseding indictment includes the same charges as the original indictment, but removes allegations related to Trump's official acts as president in light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Recapping the headlines, the BWU complains of massive layoffs at the newly built Wyndham Sam Lord's Castle. The DLP calls on the energy minister to explain why gas prices remain high in Barbados when international prices have declined. The SSA cautions drivers against parking in passageways at public cemeteries. And former U.S. President Donald Trump pleads not guilty in a new January 6 case. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.